Alright, here we go then. This is a song called Blues. You'll notice it's in two parts, or two sections. There's one which is a sort of straightforward blues thing, which is sort of a one that goes in. That's got a vocal over. I'm just going to do a very rough version of the vocal of it. And the other part where the sequence changes is where there's a guitar solo. Hopefully a very good one. This is the vocal part anyway, of Blues.
It's late in the evening, I'm feeling so cold, beginning to miss you. Stories too old. Well, I know I've been knocking my head on the wall. I must have been crazy to leave you at all. Oh, yeah, yeah. Strange kind of blues colored moon. Up your present, proceeded to break it. Now in my loneliness, I try to remake it. Yeah, we both lost the treasure, was placed in our care. Seems our education doesn't teach us to share. Oh no, no. Strange kind of blues colored moon shines in the middle of my room.
Then it goes into the guitar solo sequence. It comes out of the guitar solo sequence the same way. Next two verses.
As I look around me, what we call love seems more like a struggle to push and to shove. We all live for pleasure, and some find it in pain, and we all let our treasure slide right down the drain. Oh yeah, yeah. Each one believing in his dream. Hungry cats all drowning in the cream. It's late in the evening, I'm still feeling so cold. Miss you. Now the story's been told. Yeah, I know I've been knocking my head on the wall, and I must have been crazy to leave you at all. Oh, yeah, yeah. Strange kind of blues color.
Second solo part, which takes it out in the song. That was Blues. You've got the demo tape of I Didn't Feel Lonely Till I Thought of You, which is the sort of the only fast one, fastish one. The vocal is as it will be, more or less, on the album, except probably obviously double tracked or something and done better. And in the choruses, there'll be girl singers repeating those choruses where I've left gaps. So there's no point doing that one again, is there? Da-dum-da-dum. Now we come to Dr. Dream Part 1, of which you've got the demo. As I said, it's a dialogue between boy and girl, alternate verses, except that the last verse is sung together as a duet. Then immediately after that, the last verse, which is, let me see, as in her cradle we have rocked her, tended by our dreaming doctor. Now she lies in sleeping beauty for some prince, waiting for some prince to do his duty, something like that. Then it, immediately the organ thing that's been building up cuts off, and another riff comes in, another tune comes in, straight after that, which goes, you hear it on the piano, go, down, 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 da 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 da. You hear that sort of secondary piano thing there. Well, there's vocal over that. It goes, this is very rough at the moment, it goes something like, comes on a bit sort of sinister. I take life, watch out for Dr. Dream, my knife, watch out for Dr. Dream, cuts deep, watch out for Dr. Dream, bring sleep, watch out for Dr. Dream, my pills, watch out for Dr. Dream, break wills, watch out for Dr. Dream. And it goes on like that watch out for Dr. Dream fits in with the riff, right, sort of repetitive chorus. That whole thing with the repeat guitars builds up to a major chord. And then out of that major chord, which will be B, this is the tune that comes out of the first part of Dr. Dream. It's supposed to be fairly poignant, but these words are pretty temporary at the moment.
Once I awaken, my eyes nearly tears. I had been sleeping for thousands of years, reading some letter. It all seemed absurd. Life was not living, but symbols and words.
Girls reply with a chorus. It goes,
where the wind blows, that's where it all goes. Follows itself like a song, singing.
And it comes back into my tune.
Once I awaken, my eyes nearly tears. I have been sleeping for thousands of years, reading some letter, it all seemed absurd. Life was not living, just symbols and words.
Girls.
Where the wind blows, that's where it all goes. Follows itself like a song, singing
that, etc., etc. By the way, I forgot to say that on that part previous to that, the watch out for Dr. Dream part, there's drums and sort of electrical instruments coming in, so it's more sort of rocky. And that song gradually goes into sort of instrumental abstraction with all kind of very strange, we hope, sounds and interesting sounds. Then from underneath all that comes the finale, the Dr. Dream theme, but you get the idea of how it's supposed to be very grand and really sort of smoke bombs and lightning flashes and whatever. That's more or less, and very, very simply, that is a synopsis of the Dr. Dream thing, starting from the first part I told you about. I hope you'll be tolerant of the appalling quality of the singing, but I'm having almost to whisper this in a tiny room so as not to disturb anybody. Right. Next. The song, There Is No Trial, number 423 in your pink pamphlet. There's a little bit that goes on that starts it off, which isn't on the demo, which goes like this, in fact. And I'm not sure whether it should start it or end it, but it goes on one end of that song, There Is No Trial. This is how it goes. Chord comes in is exactly the same chord as the beginning of There Is No Trial, but it could also be used to end it. I don't know, maybe it'd be better. We'll talk about that. I think basically that this album, this record, should have a sort of total feeling to it. I want to try and avoid it being a down feeling, and that's what we've got so far in the tapes we've done. I mean, I want it to be poignant and slightly sinister, but I don't want it to be just sort of depressing. And that's going to need a bit of thought, because most of the material, by its nature, is sort of a bit sad, and I suppose you could call it down, but it doesn't need to be played like that or produced like that. What we should try to aim for is an overall moving, something that, you know, like everything, the whole feeling when you finish listening to that album, you will feel moved, hopefully, probably out of the room. But the Dr. Dream side will be more, I hope, have a slightly frightening quality by the time we finished with it. Vague warning. Other than that, in words, I can't really say much more about what plans should be. Decide whether to use. I mean, I've got some ideas for certain parts of Dr. Dream where I've started writing out some string parts and things. What more can I say? What more can anyone say?